Carlton's membership is certainly well and truly flying. They are now wanting to break a club record and reach 51,000 members before round one. You can sign up and be bound by blue. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au or call 1300 Carlton. They've got their big family day on today, and their assistant coach, John Barker, has been good enough to join us. G'day, John. How are you going?
Afternoon, gents. Going well.
That's
going
good. Well. I imagine a few Blues supporters down there today. It's always one of those sort of optimistic days, isn't it, where everyone comes as a fan, the players coming off the back of pre-season, about to launch into the NAB Challenge, everyone feeling pretty good about the place, and there's obviously been a fair bit of change over the off-season.
Yeah, there has. And the family days are always great days, but I think this year, particularly given the type of reset that's occurred over the off-season and the pre-season, given the amount of changes, not only to the coaching staff and admin, but obviously to the playing list. I think you mentioned that before. So there's a lot to be excited about, and there's a lot to look forward to. So it's great to see so many fans out here today.
So, John, the fans are meeting a lot of players for the first time. Are the players still introducing themselves to each other, or have they sort of got their heads around who's who yet?
Yeah, look, we have got a lot of new talent through the door, and I will say it is an exciting time because although we haven't played match practice, we've got to see some of these young guys in some of our match simulations so far, and I can assure the fans that we've done a reasonably good job this year, and not to say that we expect too much of them straight away, but we've definitely walked some good talent through the door.
I guess there seems to be a fair bit of speculation about the forward setup. I mean, there's certainly been a lot of angst about it and the departures over the years. What have you got already, or has Brendan got already a roughish idea of the sort of forward structure he wants and who'd be involved in that?
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of conjecture over the years, and without going through the permutations and combination, we're pretty keen to look forward, and as you're doing. We're still looking at what's going to be best for us through this training phase and through some match simulation phases at the moment. Obviously, Levi Casbolt will spend a fair bit of time there, and we've got a couple of really good ruckmen from other teams who will help cruise in the ruck, which might mean that he spends a bit more time forward. We know that when he's forward, he can catch and he's very dangerous as well. In terms of mids and smalls, Andrew Walker's been training really well, and we've got a couple of young, small guys who are going to put their hands up, no doubt. Charlie Curnow's obviously someone who's come through the door. How many games he plays this year will be determined by, I guess, his form and who else is playing well as well.
And I was going to ask you about the midfield too, because, I mean, of the influx, I think it's something like 15 list changes, but the GWS contingent, you know, Lamb, Phillips, Plowman, Sumner, I may have forgotten one there, Kerridge from Adelaide, they're all guys who I'd look at them and think of the sort of A-grade midfielders you have and think there's a fair bit of flexibility potentially with those guys. So could we see some of these imports playing different roles to what we've seen them play thus far?
Yeah, quite possibly, Rowan. The unfortunate thing is Liam Sumner's through the pre-season just been fighting in a vicar and coming through that, so we probably won't see too much of him early doors, but he'll come through later. Lockie Plowman had some hip surgery before Christmas, so we won't see much of him, though. But I'll tell you, I think we'll see a fair bit of Sammy Kerridge. He's had a really good pre-season, and I'm sure he'll add to our forward and midfield mix. I'm sure we'll see a little bit of Lamb, who's also a GWS import. He's been very good forward and in the midfield so far this pre-season as well. Wright from Adelaide also has been quite good. So, and you add those guys to a mix of Murphy, Gibbs, Patrick Cripps. We can't forget him because he's been outstanding also. And Daisy Thomas, who's had a really good pre-season. You know, we've got the likes of a pretty solid midfield there.
We're talking to John Barker, Carlton assistant coach, here on Sunday Sports Central, 26 past 12. Carlton have got their family day on today. You can visit membership.carltonfc.com.au or 1300 Carlton if you want to sign up and be bound by blue. Just for yourself personally, John, you miss out on the senior gig. tell us what happened, I suppose, after that period. You knew Brendan Bolton. He's come in and won that senior job. Were you wanting to obviously stay at the Blues, or were there potentially any other offers on the table? What was your own situation? How have you been able to adjust, having had a taste of being senior coach, to sliding back in as the assistant now?
Well, I just saw it as a great experience for me. I want to be a senior coach at some stage, and in the AFL industry, you don't get to choose that. So right at this point in time, thought I'd put my hand up and did a really serviceable job for Carlton Football Club. And I feel like I'm invested in this group and this club particularly, based on the energies I've given over the last period of time. And I just saw it as a good fit. I've worked with Brendan before, and obviously right now wasn't my time. So I'd like to see myself as a team player, and I was pretty keen to roll the sleeves up for Brendan and give Carlton its best chance going forward, considering all the options that were available.
And you've been there a fair while now. I would have thought it's a no-brainer that the vibe surrounding the club would have been as positive as at any time you've been there. I mean, it's almost just talking about all those playing possibilities. It's like a completely blank canvas that Brendan has got to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think we're going to grow a really good environment here based on what I know of Brendan and what I've seen so far in the pre-season. There's a real educational focus. It's an exciting time. And as you said, we've got our chance now to set a real foundation here. We're walking talent through the door. We've got a sprinkling of really good players that are sort of that have been here a while that can be part in the next 2, 3, 4 years of some success if we get it right. And as I said, we're walking talent through the door, and I just saw it as a great opportunity for me to be part of us growing this club and being part of some success. And as we know, if you want to be a senior coach, it is part of the formula, whether you like it or not, when you're going for a job of what's looked at.
It's that whole educational teaching focus is a real strong point of Brendan's, isn't it? And that you'd know as well. It was a big part of, and is a big part of Hawthorn's makeup. I just wonder how far that extends. I mean, like, do the players get homework and do they get detention and stuff like that if they mess up?
Yeah, very good. Coaching is teaching. When you strip it back, your ability to educate and your ability to have a player completely understand what's required of them is what gives them their best chance of having traction when you need to implement. And so gone are the days of saying, look, this is what we require of you. You've got to actually educate them on why it's important and what outcomes quite possibly occur if we get it right. So they're a more educated group, just from a baseline point of view. So you've got to be a more educated coach, and as you said, teaching is really important.
And stylometrically, I mean, no disrespect to Mick Malthouse at all, but I mean, his coaching pedigree was, I guess, more old school in the sense that he's an experienced coach, therefore you listen to what he does. It's almost like it's a complete about face from the coaching philosophy that the Carlton players were last listening to.
Yeah, look, there has been some similarities. Mick wasn't, pardon the pun, completely black and white with the way he went about it. But we're looking forward, and we just feel that this reset's just come at the right time. As I said, we're walking talent through the door. It's really exciting because young kids bring energy, and they've helped invigorate the group a little bit. It was probably waning a little bit early last year, and it's good for the Carlton people who've had some real struggle over the last decade or so, to see some of the young sprouts that are going to build a foundation for us to have some success, hopefully.
John, one last one for you. So in summing all that up, just from a game style point of view, what's something we're going to notice about Carlton in this NAB Challenge, about the way you're trying to play your footy this year?
I'll tell you what I'll do, but I'll let all the experts in the media just pick it apart when they start to see us play, and rather than helping you guys with your jobs, I'll let you analyse it to the to the tee and let us know how we're going about it.
Sounds like you guys haven't worked it out yet.
All right. I'll... We're still tossing the coin on how we want to play it. No, look, we intend on playing a little bit more of an exciting brand of football and defensively, although a lot has been talked about, we're going to be a little bit more modern in our defensive style, which I'm sure you'll see when the games come around.
Great stuff. Thanks, John. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. And all the boys will be on stage in about an hour and a half. So if you want to get down to Icon Park and get up close and personal with a lot of the new recruits and obviously all the old stars, then get down there. There's still plenty of time.
Great stuff. John Barker, Carlton assistant coach, joining us off the top. Their big family day down there at Icon Park, Optus Oval, Princess Park, however you'd like
You've still got to pause before Johnny had it in hand, but you've still got to pause a little bit and remember what it's called now.
You do. Membership.carltonfc.com.au, 1300 Carlton, 51,000 members.